This is He Said, Ella Dijo with Eric Winter and Rosalind Sanchez.
I got robbed at a gas station
robbed.
I did. I went to two gas stations, and it I don't know what's happening with gas stations nowadays here in Los Angeles, California. Nothing works. Everything says out of service. There's one available. Doesn't work. That I have. I'm so annoyed.
Happy New Year.
I'm so annoyed. $80 for nothing.
But wait, I'm so confused. I'm sitting here, you know, calmly waiting to start the podcast. She texts me frantically. You don't understand. I have no gas. I'm driving everywhere. I just paid $80 for gas. I don't think the guy gave me anything. And then now you're saying that you guys couldn't communicate to each other, but you both are speaking English to each other. I'm so confused.
Yeah,
what happened?
He was speaking English with an Indian accent. I was speaking English with a Latino accent. And we didn't know what we were saying. And I kept saying, I don't understand you. And he's like, I don't understand you. And I go, well, I don't understand you. It was a freaking, was comical.
You both kept saying you don't understand.
That she was out of a sitcom. Anyways, I don't know if my car has no gas and I paid $80 and I don't know if I got nailed for $100.
Well,
anyways,
but here's the funny thing of it all. I get the frantic text. I get the frantic phone call, but she walks in with a Starbucks in hand. No problem.
I got my drink. I got
Starbucks
before I had the fiasco with the gas
stations. But if you had no gas, then you have no time.
I went to two gas stations.
But you have no time to stop at a Starbucks.
I had enough gas to go to the Starbucks.
Okay.
And then I had it all planned. I said, I'm going to get my Starbucks. I'm empty. This car is going to leave me hanging, but I'm going to make it to the Starbucks. And then I have two gas stations right next to each other. So one is going to work. And then none of them worked. Anyways,
happy New Year to us. Wow.
New resolutions.
New resolutions. So, think about your spouse when you are going to
go to Starbucks. Okay,
buy things.
I will write that down. What else?
New Year's resolutions. Are you good at New Year's? We've talked about this in the past, you know, the last New Year's we had, but are you good at making resolutions and sticking to them?
You know what? Sometimes I am and sometimes I'm not. You know, I write them down. So at the end of the year, I go back to see what was actually done. Sometimes, yeah, things are done. And sometimes
I have never seen you do that in 13 years. I've never seen you go to your Roadrunner organizer and look at what you wrote down to see if you accomplished it in the year. I've never seen that.
Well, I do. You don't have to see it, but I do it all the time.
I
even have a thing inside my wallet right now.
Bullshit.
I was in Miami working. I was doing this, I think it was a 17-day thing meditation, and you were supposed to write intentions.
You were doing a 17-day meditation? I didn't know about this?
You didn't know about it? Yeah, my friend Roberto, my makeup artist, while I was doing the show Armas de Mujer, coming out in March, he taught me this incredible thing, and I did it. It was pretty intense. It was incredible, but you had to write a lot of stuff, and then I wrote a list.
Did it teach you how to handle things better?
At the moment, it did, but then I forget.
Yeah, but how did that work this morning when you were at the gas station? Did
not
you think
well.
About your meditation tactics?
Well, you know what? I was still graceful because it was a guy stock and like putting things, this product Celsius is mm-hmm. the drink.
Yeah,
that you
I drink
love
all the time. Yeah.
So he's like, are you an actress? And I'm going, oh Lord. I'm going, yes. And he's like, have you tried this? This is for you. And he gave me three in the middle of my argument with whatchamacallit guy. He's interrupting the argument and gives me three free Celsius drinks for me to try. And I was like, thank you so much. That was very kind. So I was still very sweet among the nightmare that I was going through. Anyways, so
incredible.
What are your New Year's resolutions? Can you share them or no?
Well, you didn't share what yours were.
But I always say I'm not going to swear. Like every single year I go,
bullshit.
my New Year's resolution is like, I don't want to have a potty mouth. I'm actually going to be an incredible lady and I'm not going to swear. So, because I don't want to teach my kids.
You have a worse potty mouth than I do. And I have a bad potty mouth.
That's sad.
You
do?
For sure. Well, first of all, in Spanish, for sure. Coño, carajo, puñeta, all the time.
Well, those three don't count. Those three I'm going to continue saying, but
okay.
I don't want to say the F
word. You definitely have a worse potty mouth than I do.
I do. It's so bad. People don't know that. Don't say that. People don't know that.
But you
me.
Do. I actually find it sexy. I don't mind a potty mouth.
You do?
Yeah, I don't mind a potty mouth.
Oh, that's weird.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, if you did it too much, I'd be a little, you know, maybe like, whoa, settle down. But I was in front of the kids. Yes, settle down. But
so the renovation started late of the room. We thought we were going to start the year, guys,
yeah,
with the new room. But it's coming. It's coming. My apologies.
The new room is coming. So resolutions for me. Look, I always try to make the same thing. never. I'm terrible at following through. But I want last year, I wanted to practice as well. My mindfulness meditation. I wanted to try
you're doing
to get
it every morning. You're praying.
I mean, I have like prayer I do every morning, and I've mm-hmm. done it pretty consistently every day for a year.
Yeah.
Over a year now.
It's awesome. He gets so mad when I wake up and if he's doing it and I interrupt, he gets so pissy. Because really
you probably think I'm on Instagram, but I'm not.
No,
I am reading.
I
try to read it first thing in the morning.
No, I know. I know what you're doing.
I always try to have my drink, my coffee, and sit there and read my scriptures.
And the dogs interrupt you. I interrupt you. The kids interrupt
Everybody
you.
Everybody interrupts me. So, but I've been trying to do that, and I've been actually doing it. And I think I want to try to always improve myself as being a better husband and a better father.
Oh,
having patience. I struggle with patience.
Glad you're failing there.
Wow. Thanks. I just started the year. Oh, thank you. It's my new resolution.
I'm joking. That's your new resolution?
Yeah, always try to have more patience. And I think there's I'm not one for like go to the gym more because it's kind of like regular life for me, like dieting. I don't do all that stuff. Okay. So what's yours?
I told you I want to have a
you swear less. That's the only resolution you have.
No,
to
No, I want to go back to dance class. You know, I want to go back to
You've
dance
been
class.
Saying that since I know. Sabella quit dance.
I know, but I just don't have time. Like I was thinking, you know, I'm going to go back to class and I want to start playing tennis at least once a week. But I leave.
By the way, she has a standing...
Within 3 weeks, guys, I go back to Puerto Rico to work for 4 months. So what's the point of starting tennis class to do 2 sessions and that's
by
it?
By the way, she has a standing trash talking argument with my daughter about beating her in tennis, and Sabella keeps talking about how she's going to beat her with one hand and eyes closed, and they're betting money on it. And Ron's like, I had no practice. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to
whoop
you.
Because it'll be crazy
you.
If a 9-year-old will actually beat me.
She will.
I mean,
beat
I don't play tennis, but she will.
100%.
You think?
For a fact.
Okay.
You're not going to even know how to hit the ball back. It's going to come blazing by you, and you're like, oh, and you're going to swing. And
we're going to do. We have to record that and show people. I think I can do at least 1 point.
Can you get a point under? I don't know if you'll get the serve over the net.
Are you joking?
In the box? In the service box?
It'll just be very, very like slow. It'll be like, bombitos.
And then she's going to just rip it back at you and that's going to be it.
Oh my God. Anyways, I'm going to try
my best.
Actually,
that's going to be something we are going to record and hopefully play. It will be on Instagram, but we'll talk about it on the podcast when it happens. That has to happen this year.
Oh my God.
I got to rent the court and have her do
it. You have to rent the court. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. Because she is trash talking for sure. She thinks she's going to embarrass me. And she's like, I am going to make you cry. I'm going, oh my God. Oh my God.
I've been listening to this for months.
Anyways,
that's gotta happen.
So dancing, and then one thing that I want to, because you know that I keep saying I want to do Broadway. My dream is to do a musical.
I'm not going to New York.
And I haven't. What?
You're not going to New York, are you?
Are you joking now?
All the traveling.
You've met me 16
I know,
years
but
ago,
right now.
And you know my dream is to do Broadway. I'm not saying it's now.
Well, and this year.
I don't know when.
No time.
I just want to be ready, and I haven't taken a singing class. I don't vocalize anymore. So I want to make a habit into the same way you brush your teeth every single day, and it's a habit that you do every single day. I want to vocalize at least 30 minutes a day, at least 20 minutes.
30 minutes. Oh, I love to see.
Oh, and I keep saying I'm doing it, and then I do it one day while I'm driving, and then I forget. But I need to start retraining my muscle, because otherwise I won't be able to sing one song about Broadway musical. I'll be hired and fired within a week. Because what happened to Rosalind? She lost her voice. Why? Because she didn't know how to use her instrument. Okay, I do, but you just have to practice.
So you want to work on not swearing and you want to work on your singing voice.
Singing voice, and I want to play tennis and I want to dance again.
Okay.
Maybe this should be the year that I do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, no. Not right now.
Why?
No.
Dancing. Everybody says, you should do Dancing with the Stars. I got invited last year, guys, and I didn't do it because I couldn't do it. I was busy. But I was like, should I do it? The thing is that I'll get injured. That's my thing. I want to do it so badly for me so my kids see me dancing. I think it's such a big accomplishment. But I know that I'm going to get
injured.
You're
going to come home and talk about your neck and your back and the injuries you have every day.
It's so sad.
Every problem. You're never going to be available. No time for anything.
I mean, I'm never going to be available.
You're already spread thin. You can't take that on right now. It's impossible.
Anyways.
We got we both have been offered to do Dance with the Stars at different times.
And I thought you should do it.
It didn't line up. You got offered when our
I did
it
last year.
Last year you got offered?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was last year.
But year before they were talking about.
I've got approached more than once.
One time we were approached to do it together at one point.
As a couple.
Go on the show.
Yeah.
And it was during when we had the book Sebi and Lana Cha Cha Cha. It didn't line up to do it, whatever reason. And then you got approached this last year. It didn't make sense for you to do it. I got approached years ago when I was doing The Ugly Truth, which was way back when the show was.
I wanted you to do Celebrity Apprentice. That was my dream for you until I realized who Donald Trump was. And then I was like, no, because I was a big fan of Donald until he became Donald. Anyways, so I was like, Eric, you have to do Celebrity Apprentice because I think you're going to win that thing. And you're going to become a household. How do you say that?
Household name. That's going to make me a household name, winning Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes.
Wow. Not my acting, nothing else?
No.
What? Okay.
All right. Anyways, we have a great guest. She's coming very soon. We are very excited.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
How are you?
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Of course. Thank you.
Thank
for
you for
coming.
Being on. Now, I want to, before I. Emerad?
Emerad, yeah.
Emerad. Emerade or Emerad?
No, Emerad.
Even in Spanish, your family calls you Emerald?
Yeah. Mi mamá me dice like Emerald. Emerald.
Emerald. Okay. Yo pensaba que era
Emerald. Esmeralda. It means Esmeralda. I don't know why my mom named me the French version of Esmeralda.
Oh, that's what it is. So it's the French.
Yeah. Like, you could have just named me Maria or like Esmeralda, right?
Emerald. Yo pensaba que era Emeralde.
Sí, es que mucha gente, but sometimes they think it's easier. Like Emeralde, I just let them get away with it. Okay. But it's really Emerald.
Emerald,
yeah.
But it's
every
lindo.
Time I see your
it's
name, I want to pronounce it. I want to pronounce it with a lot of different ways of like of saying it. But it's Emerald. It's like you, I call her Rosalind, but it's like Rosaline, Rosalie, Rosalie.
Yeah, everybody. It's is it Rosalind or
just
Rosalind?
I call her Rosalind.
It's anything. It's just Rosalind.
Well, it's a beautiful name. And pronounce your last name as well.
Tubia.
Okay. See, I want to add something to it. I'm like, Tubia.
Wow, that's Emerald like a Tubia. Rockstar name.
Tubia or not Tubia.
Yeah. It's a beautiful that's name. Amazing. So yeah. you have. I just want to start with your past, your heritage. You, I mean, you grew up and you were born in Montreal, correct?
Yeah,
and then
I did.
You moved to Texas, mm-hmm. and you're a mixed background. So you have you're Canadian as well. I'm assuming, right? You're born in Montreal, so you have Canadian citizenship.
America. I mean, does that really count? Like, what if you're like, what if your parents are just having like, you know, they're just having a trip and you're born in Paris. So you're just what? Parisian? Like,
yes. Well, you're Canadian. You're born in Canada. But you didn't grow up there. So you don't consider yourself Canadian at all. Right.
I grew up there 2 years of my life.
Okay.
My dad's side of the family is still in Canada, but my mom's entire side of the family is in Mexico. And I grew up in Brownsville, Texas, which is a really small town in Texas, border town to Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And that's, I just connect more with like that side of my roots. But it's funny because with my Mexican side of the family, they think I look Lebanese, right? They think, oh, you're Mexican here. And then with my Lebanese side of the family, they're like, no, you're Latina. You look
no
Mexican.
Way.
Of course. Like,
well, what am I then? You know, so it's this you're, constant battle oh, between families.
Listen, it's beautiful. Like Eric was telling me, you know, she looks. I can see the Lebanese.
I can see. Like, I can see the mix.
But I can see the Mexican. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful mixture.
I totally see the Canadian too.
No, you don't.
Oh, I know, right? I know. That's the most. I feel.
Yeah, I mean, full Canadian. If I was to guess, I'm like, oh, she's Canadian.
So you grew up in Texas, speaking mainly in Spanish or English?
I guess Spanish. My mom doesn't speak English. My dad spoke 5 different languages, but I guess they spoke between themselves in Spanish. And then, you know, it's a town that mostly speaks Spanish.
Okay.
A town that I also feel the education system like needed to be better. You know, like sometimes I feel like my vocabulary is not as expansive as certain people my age. And I mean, I don't know how it was in you grew up in Puerto Rico.
In Puerto Rico, sí.
Yeah, I don't, sometimes like I feel that I can't express myself, or instead of being vocal about certain things, I try to sometimes like hide or be quiet because I don't want people to judge me, or I don't want people to say, think that I'm saying things the wrong way. So being bilingual is a virtue, but yet again, you're just like, wait, what if I say something the wrong way? Wait, what if this, like in Spanish, you say hermanos, you generalize everything as male.
Claro.
And in English, you say siblings, you don't say your brothers, right?
Claro.
So anyways, it's this constant battle between Spanish and English in my head.
I hear you. Listen, I grew up, even though in Puerto Rico, we're American citizens, you know, and it's interesting because everybody thinks, but in Puerto Rico, everybody speaks English. And that's not true. My mom doesn't, you know, and it depends on where you go in Puerto Rico. If you go to the capital, if you go to the coast, yeah. But if you go inland, you know, it's very rare that you're going to find somebody that to have a conversation in English. And I went to a private school. So it was a bilingual school, but I never had a conversation in English with nobody for 21 years. So I was able to read it and write it. But in terms of speaking, I was like, ooh, I don't even know how to place the verbs, you know? And to this day, even though I've been in half of my life, I've been in the States, to me, Spanish is still my first language. And sometimes if I'm doing a talk show or if I'm debating about politics or something that is heady, right? I just go, I wish I could just do it in Spanish because I will sound more intelligent, because in English I get all like, you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
How did you identify growing up? When in school, did you identify more as Latina because you were in Texas, like you said, Spanish was more all around you and probably a lot more Mexicans than Lebanese or Canadians for sure. How did you identify with
definitely?
With
I mean, I feel like we're all Mexicans.
Yeah.
Like growing up, I thought we were all Mexicans. I'm sorry, Rosalie.
It's okay.
You know, my mom claims that my real dad is Chayanne. You know, so I actually might be half Puerto Rican, you know? So there you go.
I love it.
No, yeah. So yes, I feel like it's funny. I never really felt like, oh, I'm Mexican. Oh, we just felt like one people in Brownsville. I don't know even how to explain that. It wasn't until I left and I moved to Miami and I was like, oh, okay, I'm Mexican. You're Cuban. Oh, okay. Dominican. Oh, okay. And then, you know, LA, you know, that's when I started seeing like the different, you know, cultures within the Latino community.
Mm-hmm. Claro. Okay. And so you moved to Miami at what age?
I was 18. I was in a beauty contest called Nuestra Belleza Latina.
Oh, claro, yes. Wait,
is that the one that Melly
yes.
did as well?
Yeah, the one con Melly, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, yes. I was her first runner-up. We were holding hands between
no
Melissa
way.
And Mariana, yes.
Pero wait, Emerald, ese fue el primer año de Belleza Latina?
El segundo.
El primero fue Alejandra Espinosa?
Alejandra Espinosa,
okay,
yes.
So ganó Alejandra, después ganó Melly. Tú eres la primera después de, oh, wow. So yeah. That took you to Miami.
That took me to Miami. My dreams were just to go as far as like Houston or Austin, you know, which were the big cities, the big cosmopolitan cities in Texas. But then, you know, I auditioned, I was 18 and I was like, well, I made it. And then I was in Miami and then I realized there was other people other than Mexican people in the world. And then, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like, for the people that don't know, it's kind of like America's Next Top Model, but instead of being a top model, you become like a queen, right? Like a beauty pageant.
Like a beauty pageant, yes.
Yeah. And I just learned so much about discipline. I learned so much about being around women, supporting women. It was 12 girls and we all shared one restroom. You know,
wow.
And at that time, they really tried to make women kind of compete against each other. Mm. Like this woman power wasn't really a thing like 10 years ago, as yeah, much yeah. as it is today. But being there, I think the girls kind of realize, hey, we are stronger if we support each other instead of being against each other.
Qué bueno.
So that was like the early stages of, I guess, what is, you know, today, you know, woman power and.
Claro. So most of you girls all got along for the most part. There's got to be some drama. It's impossible.
Wait, you know what's so funny? Because obviously things wouldn't roll as they did back in the day, but they would tell us, hey, girls, laugh, right? And then they would get a clip of a girl eating alone and then put a clip of us laughing were laughing at the.
Oh, no.
And that was not true.
Like
right?
Manipulating the content, wow. Of course.
Yes, definitely manipulating everything. Mm. And I feel today girls like to see people support each other on TV than being against each other. So I don't think it would roll nowadays, but back in the day, that's really what it was.
Wow.
But
to create drama.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the behind the scenes of a reality show.
I mean, that's
so then, okay. So Melly won, then your first runner up, did you stay in Miami thinking, okay, I love this now. I think I have an opportunity now to do something cool.
Yeah, I stayed in Miami. While I was in the contest, I learned like TV hosting and I learned acting and I learned a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And my first job was as a TV host on a show called Mundos, which was kind of like the TRL, the Spanglish
TRL. Yes, me acuerdo.
TRL.
Claro, me acuerdo.
Yeah.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
I remember when I was going to go to get my interview, because back in the day, you would do a lot of stuff for free because you wanted to get in, you want people to know you. And I was like, $50 a show, please, Jesus. No, I hope they pay me $50, right? It was once a week that I shot the show. I walked into the office and they offered me $900 a show. And I thought I was
You're rich.
Yeah. Exactly. I was like, yo, I'm going to make $900 a week. I'm rich. I'm going to be able to buy everything I want. I was just happy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so, yeah. You know, so it reminds me when I did As the World Turns. It was my first job in English in New York. I was 22 years old. And the same thing. I'll never forget. I was making $750 an episode. Right. But you shot Monday through Friday. To me, that was like, I'm wealthy. I'm rich. I made it. I couldn't believe my eyes. I'm going, I'm making $700, $750 a day, 5 days a week. It was the most incredible feeling in the world. And then you're now looking back, you just go, oh, you know what? I spent it really fast. It wasn't that big.
You spend it fast. And also you're never prepared for the dry spells. Like when you make this money, you're like, wow, it's just going to come in like this all the time. And things are so good. And then you get a dry patch. You're like, oh, I should have. This wasn't that much money. This was to last me.
I know.
Yeah.
To my parents.
Yeah, I know. And people don't realize, I don't know back then because you were, I don't know if you had the agent and the manager, but nowadays, you know, I'm sure you do because your career is doing incredible. You have the lawyer, you have the agent, the publicist. So all these percentages go away, and the taxes, the reality is you don't really make what your paycheck says, you know? And we forget
our
that.
Our gross, you know? And our net is drastically different.
It's so disgusting. To what people think. It's disgusting. Yeah. I hate it.
It is so much worse. And after taxes, forget it.
Oh my goodness.
You get crushed.
So then what moved you? So you're doing Mundos, you're doing the show. Then when do you make the jump to Los Angeles?
Yeah, what took you to LA?
Well, the casting director heard about me, Yolanda Guillen. I don't know if you know.
Yo estaba con Yolanda. When was it? Yolanda, yeah.
Oh my God, we know all the same people.
I know, right?
You know each other. I love Yolanda.
How have we never met?
I know. Mira, Yolanda, the Miss Universe pageant was not too long ago, right? In Israel, and we went to see it at Paul Anthony. You know Paul Anthony Garcia, the makeup artist, makeup and hair from Puerto Rico? So we went to Paul's place, and Yolanda was there with her two girls. So we love Yolanda.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yes, she's kind of like the one that, I guess, discovered me in the Anglo world of the market.
Qué bueno.
They were testing for a Fox pilot called El Jefe, and Victor Razzouk was a lead.
Claro, yo me acuerdo.
I knew nothing. Like, I was going from, like, I know Miami sounds so big, but in Miami, it's nothing like it is in LA. Yeah. So they flew me over here. I spend the night. The next day I was testing. And when you test is like, you're in front of like all the executives at Fox.
Yeah.
And doing your little monologue on a stage, you know, and you're just like, wait. Okay. So when you do auditions for soap operas in Spanish, you read to the camera. Okay. That's how you're always taught what to do. In LA, I guess, you're taught to act with the person that's reading with you.
Yeah.
Claro.
And I remember Victor was being a good sport and we were rehearsing and I kept looking at the like a fake camera. He's like, where are you looking? You're supposed to be looking at me. Oh, and no. I'm like, oh my God, yes, yes. Anyway, I did that. I remember we negotiated the contract and I was like, because you, in order for you to test, you have to negotiate your contract. Claro. And then I was like, oh my God, this is like really good money and it's English and I could speak English. Like, why don't I make the move to LA? So 2 years after.
So you got El Jefe, you shot the pilot?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't get it. Okay.
They didn't choose any of the girls that
they did
up,
a whole,
you
yeah.
Know, yeah. They just, I think went with someone they already knew. And
yep. Okay.
Anyway, then 2 years after I moved to LA, I remember I had nothing in my pockets. I remember it was just my dreams and my drive. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to, you know, start an acting school. And 2 months in, I booked one of the lead characters of the show called Shadowhunters.
Yeah. Which was like, so it was that fast. It was weeks after you moved to
LA. So that was sort of your big, TV break in the US.
Yes.
And that was it. And that show did huge. You guys went for a while and it had a big following. Yeah.
And you got nominated. You even got nominated, right? For a Teen Choice Awards. That's incredible.
Teen Choice Awards twice.
Yeah, when?
Wow, I'm such an actor now, right?
You're like, I believe it.
We won a GLAAD Award. We won a People's. We were the biggest winners of the night for the People's Choice Awards. I did really good. It was a worldwide fan base. Thanks to them, you know, I have all those followers.
That's
you
great.
Know?
That's great.
Yeah.
So then from there, now you, correct me if I'm wrong, your clothing inspiration came while you were doing Shadowhunters, right? Love M?
No, after.
No, it came after, I guess, after quarantine.
Oh, after
quarantine.
You know, okay.
Like I feel during quarantine, just, I think it made a lot of people realize what's important in life, you know, like your space, your family, right? I think maybe a lot of us didn't really appreciate that. So I kind of centered myself, you know, I'm sure Rosaline, you've probably had a harder time than I have in this, but we don't get roles that we like, right? We don't get stuff that we want most of the time.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what do I want for me? I'm going to have to start building that step because that step is not there for me. So I got into producing, I got into creating my production company, and I got into creating a clothing line that I just kind of wanted women to feel wrapped in love with.
Qué bueno, qué lindo. That's even awesome. And this is, and where people can get it through a website, is it only, or you're in retail as well?
Yes. So it's straight to consumer on my website, okay. lovem.shop, I guess.
Okay.
lovem.shop, bueno. Yes. And I named it Love M because I wanted to feel like a love letter to the woman wearing it. I feel like the fashion world has so many constraints on what we should look like or what we should wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted these clothes to just make you feel comfortable at ease. I love to eat. I love to dance. So I want everyone wearing the clothes to be able to do all that stuff and not feel like they can't.
What is your dream for the clothing line to expand and then just go to retail? Or you want to keep it the way it is? Straight to consumer? Do you want to have shoes? Do you want to become like a lifestyle? And then, you know, like a Martha Stewart type of thing that you just do everything?
I mean, that would be amazing, of course. I'm taking it kind of like step by step. It really takes a lot of effort and time. Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that I'm just delivering good quality more than anything. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe I'm hoping to come out with a spring collection next year.
Okay.
And then so on and so forth. And hopefully keep growing into shoes, you know, into accessories.
Yeah. And the manufacturer is here in the United States?
Yes.
Lo hacen aquí. Que nice. Sí. I think that's amazing. I'm so glad you're doing that because you have to expand and diversify. Branding is such a huge thing and you're stunning and you're talented. So if you have the platform, just go ahead and fly, you know?
Absolutely.
Do it.
And so somewhere between all of this, you got married as well, yes. Right? Like, was that after Shadow Hunters that you and your husband Prince got married?
Yes, we got married. I think right after it got canceled, but I remember cause when you're in a production, it's like, you have to work. If not, you have to work. Even getting married doesn't stop.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Of course.
So I'm like, hey guys, I'm getting married on this day. Make sure I don't work, please. Yeah. I'm getting married.
We'll try. We'll look at the schedule.
Well, I know, we'll try. We'll try our best. We'll let you know.
We don't have a script yet.
I know. The day before, you're free to go. You're free to go get married.
Oh my God.
No. The show actually ended up getting canceled like in the summer, but it was very nice of the show to kind of, they got us back together to shoot the final two episodes to kind of do a nice closure to the show.
Okay.
But yes, I got married December 1st, 2018 to Prince Royce.
Yes.
I got married in Mexico in San Miguel de Allende.
Oh, we're going to go shoot a movie. We're about to shoot a project there this year. I've never been. I hear it's incredible.
It's incredible, yes, right?
It's beautiful.
Did you get married at the cathedral, I guess, is it there? Or we're like,
we got married in a smaller, more intimate cathedral.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes. I just felt the other one was too, it didn't feel like small and intimate.
Yeah, for sure.
All about that. I wanted his family is Dominican. I wanted his family to know like the heart of Mexico, and San Miguel de Allende is known to be the heart of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And we had like taco, like, you know, in Mexico, you just could do anything, you know, there's no rules. Like, we bought a taco truck into our house. We closed off streets. You know, you just could do anything over there. So we had so much fun. The family was there. I introduced them to so many of our culture. So it was very, very nice.
I remember the pictures. Was it People? I don't know what magazine had the exclusive. Was it People, right?
People, yeah.
Fue bello. It was stunning. I was like, oh my God, they look incredible. I'm so happy. I was so glad.
How'd you two meet?
Yes. I want to know how you guys meet.
Well,
gonna be
so
good.
Back in the day, I thought like becoming a video girl, video model, right? That's what was gonna make me, you know, popular and people would get to know me.
Of course.
So I remember I would email all these video directors, like Marlon Peña, Jesse Terrero, all these people, and I was like, hey, these are my photos, please consider me for one of your videos. And one of them, I got to know one of them, and he's like, hey, I'm having a small dinner with Prince Royce at a restaurant. Do you want to come? And at that time he was kind of, you know, sounding in the radio. And I was like, sure. I had just moved to Miami. My mom was like, if you never go out, you're never going to make friends. So you should go to the dinner. Okay. So I went, and it was like me and another girl, some other people, but he was actually doing this this dinner so Royce could meet another girl, and it wouldn't be obvious. They invited like other girls so she wouldn't feel like it was like they were setting them up together. But it turns out, of course, I arrive, I show up,
and I'm the one that, and I feel bad for the other girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, but we just That's instantly funny. Had a connection. Like on camera, he seems like a very sweet guy, but he has a lot of swag. And I feel a lot of people don't get that side of him. And I remember I went to the restroom and he followed me to the restroom back in the day when men used to ask for phone numbers, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I played hard to get. I would be like, I'm busy shooting a commercial. Yeah, right. Yeah. I wasn't doing anything. I was like hoping to shoot. I was like, hey, I'm busy this day. I'm shooting a commercial, but I can see you this day. You know, That's playing the hard to get.
You played it right. It's beautiful.
And we've been together for, it's going to be 11 years now.
Wow. 11 years already.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
See, because you played hard to get. That is the key. Is that the key?
Is that the key?
I always tell people, I'm always like, people hate the game, but we love the game. The chase is what makes it part. It makes it interesting. If it would have been too, if it's too easy, and this is male or female, I think if it's too easy, people are like, I kind of got, get disinterested, right? But when there's a little bit of a pursuit or like a chase, you're hot when your heart flutters and like the things start to build and the excitement builds. And that's the key in a lot of ways with, I think, early on.
I think women at the end, we have control. Like we
100%. Right? You have all the control.
We make it happen. So I think I want like just more girls to know that we have like so much more power. Like we need to really love ourselves and understand that it's our way. Right. And then if they want to follow, great. If men want to follow or your partner wants to follow, but sometimes we feel we have to give in, right? Like, oh, we feel bad. And it's we're powerful. No.
Yeah.
Women control it all.
Like, I'm so glad you're clear.
Except for in our household, but women control. No, I always say that. I'm like, it's true. If women realize the power they have, and it's true. Just like the little bit of exuding that control and that power makes a man go crazy.
And I'm sure he wasn't used to that, you know, because if he was probably used to any girl being like all over him. And the fact that you were like, no, I'm busy. Let me think about it. He was like, I'm fake busy.
I'm fake busy.
That was great. That was great.
I would call me any cereal watching TV.
waiting for the phone call, the text.
When they text and you're like, I want to respond, but I'm going to wait at least 5 minutes and then I'll respond.
Oh my God. Okay, so that's amazing. So one more thing about your relationship. So, because I want to move on to your movie with Mario Lopez, who we love. So you've been together 11 years. Do you want to have kids at some point?
I do want to have kids. You know, we're just kind of, I don't even know, like if we're waiting, we're just, I don't know. My mom's constantly pressuring me. She's here with my grandma, by the way.
Of course.
And then now she's pressuring me in a different way. Now she's saying, I understand if you no longer want to have kids. You know, we have a puppy, so you know,
she's giving you a guilt trip. How old are you now, Emera?
I'm 32.
32. Okay. Tiene tres añitos. No, lo dejes para después de 35.
I know. I want to. Hopefully God blesses us with a family and kids.
Bueno.
She's busy right now. She has a movie that just came out with Mario. She has a show on Amazon.
We have the power. She can be busy working, having her own clothing line and be a mom. She can do it all.
Two girls on my show both just had babies and they rode around everything. They made it work.
Listen, I had Sabella. I had Sabella, my first, she's 9 years old now. I went to Colombia. I went there for 3 months and she was 3 months old. And I did the pilot of Devious Mates after Dylan was just a month.
Wow.
No, so
that's not accurate.
I'm sorry. No.
Sabella was
a Grand Hotel. Perdóname. Grand Hotel.
Sabella was like a month when you did the pilot.
Yo hice
Devious
Mates, paridita de Sabella, y hice Grand Hotel recién parida de Dylan. So it's possible. It's absolutely possible.
Stop pressuring her. When she's ready, stop pressuring her.
Give me those jeans, Rosalie. Give me those jeans. And speaking of Mario Lopez, what's up with the ageless jeans? You know? Like, come on. I'm going to have to change my last name to Lopez, right? Like, it's like, what is this?
He doesn't age ever. It's the funniest thing.
Wait, is your last name Lopez? Please tell me.
No, Sanchez Lopez. You know, he calls me my middle name is Milagros. He calls me Milagros. Maybe my skin is a miracle.
There you go.
I don't know. Anyways, how was it working? Cristela Alonso wrote it. We love Cristela. And then you showed it with one of our favorite people, Mario. Christmas movie. Isn't it cool to do a Christmas movie? It's so fun, right?
It's great. It's a celebration. You know, we're 15 days shooting Christmas. It's amazing. The energy on set is great. Mario made me feel welcome. Mark Roberts, which was the producer as well. I was able to co-executive produce, which was really nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, three men produced it and then they added me to the mix. Yeah. So that was very nice.
You're like, I'm in control, remember?
Yeah.
I love it.
But it was good. He made everyone just feel great. It was Santa Fe, which is a beautiful place to be filming a Christmas movie. It's a full Latino cast, which is probably, I don't even know if it has been done before, a holiday movie with a Latino cast. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it's just celebrating how special we are and how much in common we have with the world.
Yeah.
You know, my character kind of navigates being an executive trying to buy the family business to then realizing that the small things in life are important. Mm-hmm. And Mario's character, which is Tony, kind of takes her through that journey of remembering where she came from and how to appreciate that, and how at the end of the day, love and family is the most important thing in life.
Yes. Well,
absolutely.
That's so beautiful. Then, okay, with love.
Yes.
With Gloria Calderón-Kellett. You know, Gloria was one of the staff writers of Devious Mates. I believe the second season of Devious Mates.
Really?
Gloria y Tania Saracho, that is also doing fantastic. And yes. Now Gloria is becoming such a powerhouse within the Latino, not even the Latino community. You know, she's advocating for Latinos, but she's next level. You know what I mean? She is universal. You know, Gloria is so smart.
It's a Latino, but it's universal.
Exactly. But that's like Gloria right there. You know, she's incredibly smart. How was it? I know. Explain something to me. So with love, it's only five episodes.
Yes. But there is hopefully a season 2, 3, 4. Like, it's not a limited series. But it is only season 1 is 5 episodes.
And if there's a season 2, is it going to be 5 episodes?
We don't know. It could be 5, it could be 8, it could be 10, it could be 20, whatever Amazon wants.
Of course, of course. And how was that like an incredible accomplishment for you?
It was great because, you know, going from Shadowhunters, which was action and sci-fi and yes. just more dramatic, to then doing like the complete opposite, which is comedy and romance. It as an actor, we're constantly craving those kinds of differences for to play. Mm-hmm. So that automatically was something I wanted, which, you know, you manifest what you want and it came to me. It was great. It's 5 episodes. Each episode is a different holiday where we go Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day, 4th of July, and Dia de los Muertos. Those are the 5 mm-hmm. episodes. And it's just really a sexy romantic comedy around the holidays. But I think the subtext of it all is really letting people know the multiple ways of having a relationship. You know, what is having a relationship in your 20s? What is having a relationship mm-hmm. as a gay person, as a transgender? How is having a relationship in your 50s? You know, we never talk about that happily ever after, which is the characters that my parents, Constance Marie, another Lopez, by the way.
Yeah. I love Constance
Marie and Benito Martinez play. And they show their struggle. And I think it's just so beautifully said. These characters are multidimensional. We do follow the traditional rom-com story, but mm-hmm. I feel there's so much more layers to us. And it's, again, full Latino cast, which is just
incredible. Right? Qué bueno. That's excelente.
And Jolie is casting, right? Isn't Jolie casting?
Yolanda
at Amazon?
No. Oh, Yolanda is, I think, like head of casting, but no, we got actually the casting director, Leslie, who casted Friends.
Individually, yeah, but Yolanda is still involved in Amazon, right? Yeah. Overseeing it all.
No, you're right.
You circle back with her, who loves you.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Yeah, Yolanda. Wow. So that's really Amazon awesome. Prime is out now. The reviews are fantastic. And I'm so glad, you know, because you don't work for reviews, but it's always very sweet when you happen to do the job with love and respect and you just put it out in the universe and you have no control. And then when you actually read something positive, it always feels good, you know? It always feels good. So I'm very glad. Thank you so
You're
much, Mama.
It.
I know.
Thank you.
We're
very, very proud of you. Very proud of you. Many blessings. Que Dios te siga bendiciendo con prosperidad, con salud, con un matrimonio hermoso. Y que tengan babies pronto.
Did she pressure you for kids in Spanish? Stop pressuring her for kids.
I'm
when
not
she's ready,
her.
She will
those
have.
Those kids are going to be stunning. I need to
they're
going to
be
kids.
Beautiful.
Thank Alrighty. You. No, thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure to meet both of you. But in particular, Rosaline, you are such an icon for women like me.
Thank you, Mommy.
So thank you for paving the way. Thank you for opening that door and leaving it really wide. Oh. And hopefully I can follow in your footsteps and for other girls that look up to us. So thank you.
I mean, the next time I see you, I want to hug you. I've never hugged you. I want to give you a big hug.
Okay. So
mommy.
Awesome.
Un besito. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
All right. That was incredible. She's such a sweetheart.
So sweet.
So beautiful. Has so much going on.
I know.
Happily married, killing it in this business.
Yeah. It's such an endearing. They're just beautiful together. You know, he's so talented and she's clearly very, very talented and so sweet. You know, I've always seen her. I always see Emeraude, but Emerald.
Emerald.
Yo la veo mucho en eventos latinos y siempre la veo hermosa, pero nunca habíamos, we never spend time talking to each other. We always look at each other, right? But we don't talk to each other. So I'm so glad that we're able to break that barrier and now have a connection. So next time I see her, I really want to hug her because she was incredibly sweet.
Incredibly
sweet. Like nice energy. I'm a big fan, you know, and I think that girl is going to It's just she's been working consistently, but I think it's the beginning.
No, it's the beginning for sure. You can see this climb starting to happen.
I can see the climb. Yeah. I can see the climb going up, and good for her. Yeah. And beautiful English as well. So yeah, really gracias, awesome. Merode.
Another great guest.
With love, another great guest. With love, out of Amazon Prime.
Holiday in Santa Fe on Lifetime, which already aired, but you can see it again.
But it's still,
and Love M, her clothing line.
And Love M, her clothing line. Let's support. She deserves it.
That was great.
Okay, I love you. Love you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to write us a review and tell us what you think.
If you want to follow us on Instagram, check us out at @HeSaidElladijo or send us an email, ericandross@iheartradio.com. He Said Ella Dijo is part of iHeartRadio's My Cultura podcast network.
See you next time.
Bye.